show to do, you know? One time for your mom. Let's go to sleep in Paris. Wake up in Tokyo. Have a dream in New Orleans. Fall in love in Chicago.
Damn. Back to the old intro. So I used to start the podcast, guy. I used to fucking open the can like, bam. Yeah. That's how the podcast used to start.
Today was a special occasion.
Today's a special occasion. Well, Gavin, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, y'all? What's up, man? G Clev is in the building. What's up, man?
This is Gavin's second time on here.
Two time.
I forget what we talked about. You know what's funny, though? I just now thought about this literally as I started. I watched Squid Games, remember?
Yeah. What'd you think?
It was kind of wild. I don't know.
It was wild.
Yeah.
I forgot about it. I was thinking about watching it again. I'm at that point again, you know, where really? you've forgot about it enough, and it's like, I can rewatch it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, I feel that. There's a lot. I can't lie. There's a lot of shit on Netflix and all these shows. Like, this shit, I hate admitting it. Like, I'm probably going to watch this shit. You know what I'm fucking DVRing right now? DVRing Buckhead Shore. Like, I watch stupid shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be watching that shit.
I do, too. All that, like, corny little...
Reality TV. It's just reality TV. That's all it is. I watch a lot of reality TV. But at the end of the day, it makes sense that we watch reality TV. It's part of the hustle and struggle. You know what I mean?
Hustle, struggle. It's real. It's like, all real time.
I mean, I'd be a reality star. You know what I mean? Like, why not?
I wish I was a reality star.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be fun. It's entertaining. I like to entertain people.
Exactly. Entertainment. Gavin makes music, too. Go ahead, sir. Gavin. Let them know about the... What, first of all, tell us like what inspired you to do music when you started doing music.
Man, let me tell you. So when I first started doing music, I was ending my senior year. It was late. Yeah. If you told me that I was going to make music when I first started high school, I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah.
I was insecure about my voice. I knew I could sing a little bit, but I wasn't confident.
He was like Usher when he went through puberty. You ever hear about that?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, is. Like really, like real stuff though. Like I just didn't show anyone. I kept it to myself. I was singing all quiet in the shower.
Yeah.
And then I got to a point where I was comfortable enough to like start showing people like, hey, I can sing a little bit. I can do this, but it wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
And then you know the 10 toes down challenge, like the beat.
I think so.
There's a beat. Ooh. And I was on YouTube scrolling through other people's 10 toes down challenges, and they're like really deep, and like it just resonated with me really deeply.
Yeah.
And a few of them were about people's dads, and like I didn't have a dad growing up, so I would find myself like really confused, like just like, where is my dad? Why was so many questions would run through my mind. And I'm someone who overthinks a lot of things and just think. So just listening to those beats and like listening to the pain that those people had, and I was like, all right, I have a little bit of a voice. Let me like try to write something to this. And
then, so you felt like you kind of it was inspiration kind of created, and you just feel like you had something there with it and you just had to go with it.
Exactly. And then I ended up staying up like, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I stayed up 4 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the morning, wrote a whole deep, really deep song. And, I started showing people that song, and it was like, they were like, wow, this is deep, like, this is crazy, wow, you should start doing this more. So it was my dad, I guess, started it.
Yeah.
But it was really everyone's support that kept me going.
Yeah.
Everyone saying, because I told people all the time, I don't want to be famous, so I don't want to do this. I don't even want to be like the hometown hero. I don't do none of that. Like,
yeah.
I just want to write music, make music, be a guy that can sing. But I, deep down, that was a lie. Like, I want to be out there.
He was fronting.
I was fronting like crazy though. But I was always insecure with the spotlight. Somehow the spotlight was always on me because of just how I am.
Yeah.
And it was so natural for me because it was just who I am. I didn't care what everyone people thought. But at the same time, I was insecure about it too. So it was weird.
Yeah, no, I get that.
But music definitely helped me through a lot of things, and I just kept with it. And definitely, I'm at a good point now with music, and there's opportunities for me in the future. And so hopefully I can make the best of those opportunities.
I feel that. Is there like an artist, any artist like inspire you?
Yeah, right now, absolutely. Right now, there's this artist called, his name is Anis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where he's from, but... I found him on TikTok a little bit ago, and he's so inspirational. Number one, his music is so great. Like it's some sweet bulls though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's some vibe, like Mac Miller vibes though. Like So it's like he's such an inspiration to me because his words and his lyrics are so about whatever situation he's in at that moment right then and there. And he's just sings about how he's feeling and it's so real, you know, and his voice is so it's really good. So
I think I know a couple of his songs. I think
Sun and Moon and
Yeah. I played a couple of them songs at some of my weddings.
That's my guy.
I played a couple of songs at my weddings.
I followed him when he first like was starting up on TikTok and I was like reposting his stuff. I literally had like it was so funny. So I was actually talking about Anise the other day on another podcast and I was talking about how I had like a bunch of DMs by I was just DMing like just bro, just want to let you know. You know, you're doing great, blah, 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 you know, God-given gift, blah, 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 to keep going. Like, just, like, just
inspiration,
You know, just letting him know, like, because I really do, like, look up to him, and, because I take my music like that, you know, and it's not even about the fame and whatnot, and he said it's about the connection that he has with people, and that's what I really, like, I just love having to talk to people. Live music is my favorite thing, because I'm right there talking to you.
So
I was talking about him that night, and I was like, yeah, I have all these, I just DM him all the time, and, you know, he just doesn't respond to me. Went home that night. He just rounded me. We talked just a little bit back and forth. So it was like really cool. All
right, good. I thought you was about to start saying you were staying. I was like, nah, don't tell me you were staying. You didn't drink a fifth of vodka, did you?
No, none of that.
All right, cool. I ain't know. I was supposed to be like, damn. Ain't nobody in the river. Shit.
No. So it was pretty cool. But he's having a show in Philly. I'm trying to go to it, but I'm on a waiting list. So hopefully I can get there. I would really like to go. So.
No, I feel that you should always strive to do things that you want to do. That's one thing.
Remember that.
If I could tell people, I guess that'll kind of slide us into one thing that I wanted to talk about. I was supposed to do this topic with this girl, Mia, I worked with. We originally wrote this down. Look at this date. There is no date on it. We wrote down reality check, things motherfuckers need to realize.
I love that.
And there's a lot of things.
That was my favorite one.
I think, well, I'm going to tell you this. I'll tell you what inspired me this day when I got to work. So if I'm going 90 and the fast lane, and I'm going, like on 202, if I'm going 90 and a 55,
right,
like, I'm already pushing the limit. And I'm not trying to get pulled over.
Right. Never.
So, like...
Never done.
I don't know. The people who, like, want to go, like, 110 on, like, 202, like, there's no need to, like, drive past me all aggressive when I'm trying to go fast and get to where I'm trying to get to, too. I'm just not trying to get pulled over.
Yeah, right. No, 90's cool enough. I don't, like...
Nah, people be on there drawing. People be on the road drawing. That's a reality check. A lot of motherfuckers can't drive.
I used to DoorDash all the time. Yeah. So I was out on the road, like, every single day, all day, every day. And just realizing how many stupid people are on the road.
Bro, you have no idea. It's wild. Can't drive for shit. It's terrible.
It's awful.
It's awful. I don't know what reality check I would give to people even to, like, talking about their driving. Like, do people know who can't drive? Do they know they can't drive?
Like,
do they actually be like, I'm a good driver? Like, I kind of want to take a survey and be like, are you a good driver? I'm a terrible driver. I'm all right. I want to see how many people are actually honest. You know what I mean?
But then that's the thing. Everyone thinks they're a good driver.
I know.
Everyone thinks they're like the... All those people that are like,
right?
Like, I'm
and it's just, but it's also annoying at the same time when that car, I mean, do you think people realize the outside lane is for like passing, like the passing lane, like a speed lane? Because some cars will do that in that speed lane. Like, they'll go like 45 and like 65. And it's just like, bro.
What are you doing? Yeah, you're a tripper for that.
Like, first of all, you're already going under the speed limit, but you're going to
get out the way.
You know, here I come! Shit. So have me start out here talking fucking mystical language.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then all of a sudden, they'll get out the way, and I'll just be like, danger! Nah, y'all don't know nothing about no mystical. His raps were wild. He was like, I don't even know how else to describe it.
What's the song? Man?
No, Mystical's like, he was like when I was in like middle school, bro. He was in, here I come, here I go. Oh, don't jump, bitch, move. Yeah. He was at that song. And shake your ass. Watch yourself. Show me what you're working with.
Yeah, that's a banger. That's a banger.
And then,
you playing them at weddings?
I'm about to. I might start bringing it out. I might get booed off the stage, but.
Booed? What? You ever got booed off the stage, Jordan?
Nah.
Exactly, you're cool. Man.
But I just feel like I just kind of want to.
They messing with the vibes.
I kind of want to be like, yo, y'all know how I feel? I should actually start like the dance floor, open the dance floor like that. Like, yo.
Yeah, I go.
Right?
Yeah, thanks.
I'm ready to start out with danger. I'm about to be like, yo, y'all know what we're here for.
Okay.
This wedding's about to be danger! Get on the floor.
That would get him going. That would get him on the floor. Sure, for sure. I would get on the floor.
It depends. If it was like a Black Wedding, I would play that unedited version. Because I would really be on the microphone like, the nigga right here. I really want to be going in, bro.
They be messing with it, though. They definitely be with those vibes, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be...
That's a vibe. That'd be someone a lit be like, wedding. Yo, this nigga is tripping.
Like, who is this?
And then someone be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, wildin'. What? They'd be like, what is wrong with this
nigga? My God. No, that'd be... I would have fun. I would have you at my... If I had you at my wedding, bro... You can do all that. We're going to turn up for sure.
Turn up for sure. Turn down for what?
We played all the bops.
Well, you want to know what else someone else also said? And something, a reality check people need to realize, like, you don't have to carry, like, being, like, a dick all day energy. Like, some people are just dicks because, like...
I have wrote some stuff down. And
they got, like, I don't know, man. Like, Sally didn't want to bang them, so, like, you know what I mean? Like, they just... want to be upset and like pout all day, and then they want to take that shit on you. Like, listen, I ain't getting no yams either, so why are you getting mad at me? Like, don't be mad if she shot you down. I would have shot you down too, nigga.
Man, I hate that. Like, why do they get so mad? Like, what resonates with them so much that like they can't move on?
Right? Like, shit, if a chick shoots me down, I'm like, you know what? You know what she's doing me a favor, right?
I should be taking this paper. You
man,
know what, you know what I'm saying? What me? Right? About me?
Shit. Like, damn.
Come on, I'm on to the next. Like, not even, like, that's just some confidence. Like, just whatever. Right. Like, I'm going to do me, like, that's just whatever. But, like, yeah, like, I'm not worried. Like, what makes them so pressed about it? Like, why are they so hurt?
They missing out on me. I'm the trivia man. I'm smart.
You know, they, right?
You know what I'm saying? Pull questions out the ass all day.
Oh, man, you're going to be entertained as a motherfucker.
Exactly. Damn, this chick is fine. Ladies, I hope what did he say to the girl the one time? She said something about a bed, and he was like, oh, I guess we'll be sharing a bed.
Yeah.
Just met a chick. That's one.
That was crazy.
He made me come up with a reality check that, like, some people, they like, this show's about fuckboys. Like, some people really do come off as, like, fuckboys, and I don't even know if they realize it or if they just don't care. Because some of it is just like...
I feel like I come off as a fuckboy just because I'm a curly-headed light skin, though. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And Blake, they don't
Griffin
have good vibes
for y'all. Blake fucking Griffin.
That, like, a lot of fuckboys. I mean, not fuckboys. A lot of light skins ruined it for me, man. But like, I'm a nice guy, guys. I'm really
hey, man.
Nice.
You know who ruined it for my type of look? Tristan Thompson, man. He ruined Tristan. It. For, yeah.
Oh, fuck that. Man.
Yo,
that right up.
Isn't him and what's his name? Pregnant? I thought I heard something on the radio, bro. I swear to God. Him and his ex are pregnant.
I ain't hear nothing like that.
I think I heard it today on Power and Not. I could be wrong. I could have heard the wrong thing. But she was like, she said she didn't even want to talk about it or say anything. And then she said it just came out because she said it popped up a couple times. So then she said it. But she was like, it sounds, I almost cursed on the radio, y'all. Like, she was, no, she really was about to go in. And I was like, oh, shit. But yeah, that's definitely like one thing. Like, some people just need to stay in their lanes. That's a reality check some people need, because some reality checks, some people just... It's like DMX said. See, now I do the math. I see if you got this and this to some cats, that nigga's the shit. You know what I mean? Because like he said, see, now I do the math. Like, if you're not doing this and this, don't expect to, you know what I mean, be on F-Boy Island hollering at the baddest chick with some weak-ass game lines. What's up with boy? You know what I'm saying? Like, his shit was weak, cuz. Like,
come on. All these Jones is weak, though. Like, low-key, like, I get what they're saying, but, like, you gotta remember, you're on camera and TV, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put on a show.
Damn, I'm gonna have to watch this shit again. Some of these people do look like fuckboys. This shit be dude looking wild. Another reality check that motherfuckers need to have. Yeah, I said don't be a dick. Oh, yeah, speaking of this show, we talked about this, too. Like, this is my reality check. Girls want fuckboys. I don't know why. They want you to be a fuckboy.
You know what it is, bro? It's just the energy of, like a fuckboy is someone who's, like, going to be right at you. Just bow, bow. Give you that energy. Give you that bow. Like, my energy's on you. But the girls are going to act, like, some girls act like they don't want that attention. But all of them girls want that attention. You know what I'm saying? They all want that attention. And, like, somehow, some way, it might not be the right place, right time, whatever. But they all want that attention somehow. So they want, like, that fuckboy energy.
Yeah.
But they just want to be treated... Well, I don't know where the middle is, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's funny because even at the beginning of the show, she's going to be like, let's see if the old rumor's true that good guys finish last and fuck boys something, something, something. I was like, damn, that is true. Like,
but it's just the energy, bro. It's just it's all about the energy. What energy?
That's even sad. That's even worse, bro. That means niggas are out here being genuine and getting shut down.
Genuine as fuck, bro. Yeah, bro. Exactly. Niggas is being nice as fuck. That's what they don't like about it. They like, you're like too shy. You're not like, if you want to be respectful, back off a little bit. Like, what's the, okay. Oh, you don't want to, okay, all right, blah, blah, blah. Meta, but a fuckboy is, like, right at you, like, yo, what's up, mama? Like, what's good? What's up? Oh, good morning, mama. I'm right at you. Like, what's up? What's up, mama? It's like, all at you all the time. But, like, if you're, like, let me fall back. Let me, like, if you're, like, nah, let me not do that. Let me give her some time.
Yeah.
Space. Let me not press her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Girls, in the beginning, at least, don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
Because if a girl does that to us, that's going to be even worse. Because when girls do that to, like, guys, it's, like, worse. I feel like guys, just after a while, they just take it like, oh, my God. Like, fuck off me. Like, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Like, but
it's literally the opposite way. So it's, like, girls say they don't want... Well, I'm not saying every girl.
Yeah.
Girl, they say that I don't even know what I was gonna say. I got too scared. You know, I didn't want to get canceled, Jordan. I didn't want to get canceled. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want to get canceled, Jordan Rose Pod. It won't happen though, because if anyone was on here and they were about to say something canceling, I would just say the most canceling thing ever and just cancel it out. You know what I mean? I would look to the TV and be like, "Oh my God, is that R. Kelly peeing on Bill Cosby?" Like, I would just say something like that. And then after that, all the canceling is canceled out. Motherfuckers will be like, what? And I'll be like, huh? Huh? Damn. You know, huh? Yo, that's funny as shit. Yo, that's in the packing. Yo, that's funny as fuck. The boy we was clowning actually went home. Damn, what a fuck boy.
Right, he's not even a fuck boy. That's the thing, too. He wasn't the fuck. See, that's proving our point right now. We're seeing it right now.
But you know what, though? You know what, though? Listen, that's part of staying in your lane. He was intimidated by these girls, and he tried to be something he wasn't. He tried to be something he wasn't.
That's what the fuckboy part of it is. They're not scared to go out there.
And that's the thing. Like, some people want to be fuckboys to impress these girls, but when they're trying to be a fuckboy, they're not really a fuckboy. They're not fully equipped and prepared for the war of being a fuckboy. There's wars with being a fuckboy.
Exactly. Now, listen. I told you. Being a curly-headed, light-skinned bull, I feel like it just comes with it. You know what I'm saying? Girls just automatically look at me and, like, they're like, ah, fuck boy. Like, it's literally the first thing they think. And people have admitted it to me. Like, plenty of people have admitted it to me. Yeah. But then they get to know me and they're like, oh, you know, he's the nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, I've learned that the nice guy doesn't work out. So.
Yeah.
You know, then they turn savage at you, you know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy? You ever see the movie, Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The part where the little kid's running in the woods, and then the kid's like, she laughed at me, she doesn't like me. And she's like, listen, kid, you just don't get it. I can't sugarcoat this for you anymore. She said, a kid that wears the same sweatshirt every day is not getting laid until he's at least 20. And then she was like, well, your time's coming. I'm thinking college. He was like, high school? She's like, nah, maybe college. Like, that's how it is. Like, you're a nice guy at like 25, 26. Like, girls remember it, but like, it's not your time yet. It's like 30. You know what I mean?
It's so true, though.
When they're mentally beat down, I'm mentally beat down for being in my 30s. Like, I've been through enough. I've been through a lot. Lord, help me. Because whoever gets me is getting the same product. If I'm this way in my age, it's bad. But, that's a reality check. Damaged goods. Jay Johnson, Microsoft went down 4 points. So, yeah, that's how that shit go. But, shit, what's another reality check? What else did I write down? I got a whole other, like, list we'll go down. I can't lie, I seen one of them corny ass, like, seven, like, it was like seven things to follow in your life, and I was like, you know what? This will work out good for this.
Mine's a deep. Mine's a, like, deeper.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely... Well, one thing you didn't ever hear me say today, which I'm going to say, this is my motto in life. I tell this to everybody. I say this a lot on my podcast.
Okay.
I say this a lot in my everyday life.
Okay, I think I know what's coming. I think. I can't
Motherfuckers
say.
Never loved us.
I know. I knew it was coming.
Listen, that's what people need to realize. Motherfuckers never loved us.
I knew what he's
about. So, like,
I know what he's about.
If people have that mindset, like, I don't want people to have that mindset, but, like, someone made a good point the other day. I forget who said it to me, where it was at. They said, people need to stop acting like like life is like supposed to be handed to you. They're like they need to teach these kids like when they lose, facts, like bro. Not everyone facts. Gets a trophy is what someone said.
So I love my job for that. It's because I work at the CDC. It's like an alternative school. Yeah. It's where all the kids go. They have some emotional support things and they need the help. Like that, you know, they're making threats at school, so they go to this school because they can't handle them. They need to get ready to go to public school. They're cussing out the teacher on a daily. They can't do that at public school.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel that.
I work in like very unique situations, but it's a very understanding environment though. It's like people are gonna get angry, people are gonna get upset. So it's like being able to understand. It's like I have a lot to say, and it's like all right in my head, but I lost it.
It'll take time to like puzzle together. You got the whole puzzle. You just kind of put the pieces
together as we go.
The pieces will come because I don't know. I feel like it kind of contradicts itself because like when I say motherfuckers never loved us, at the same time though, like you're not trying to be a dick and not trying to like I feel like it goes both ways. Like with like liking people, like I don't feel like I have a reason to like not like people when I meet them. So I just try to see like the positive, unless the negatives outweigh the positives. And I mean, for me to like say like, damn, that person is like, ugh. Like you gotta have a lot of bad qualities,
exactly,
and bad breath.
Yeah, right. I hear what you're saying, because
I mean, because if I see more negatives than you, where it's to a point where it's just like, damn, I don't like that person. Like, I feel like that's a sign. If people don't like you, I feel like sometimes I get it. Like, it's just the world. It's just your group, your people, your interactions, just people in general. Like, some people in general, like, I hate saying this, they're just not likable. I mean, I don't disrespect them or treat them a different way. I still, you know what I mean? Like, I treat everyone the same way. But, like, I realize why a lot of people are not likable.
You know what I'm saying? And I keep them, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be respectable to everyone I meet.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just who I am. And that's kind of, like, how you got to get through life, too. That's kind of...
Yeah, that's true.
I have tattooed on my hand a flower, and it says, be kind.
Yeah.
You have to, like, just be... And, like, be kind. I mean, be understanding. Just, like...
Yeah.
Just people go... And I learned that with, like, music and stuff like that. Like, when I hear a bad song, it's like it's not really a bad song, it's like maybe the wrong time. Like, you know the song, you know what's that Jack Harlow song, like he took Glamorous and like remixed it and stuff.
I'm in a
sex
and a
In the beginning of it, I was like, I'm not really, and then it grew on me, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to give things chances, and like, but know your boundaries, and like, you know what I'm saying, to know your morals and stuff like that. So it's like, I do that with all people, you know what I'm saying? I'll be your friend. I'll be as close to you as possible, but I know my boundaries in that.
Yeah,
know,
that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he knows what lane he's staying in.
Like this, got my blinders on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I completely agree with that. Actually, that was going to remind me of another thing. When you were talking, it reminds me that, like, people nowadays need to be reminded. God damn, that chick was bad, too. People just need to have, like, patience. Like, patience. Like, people need to learn to be patient.
Yo, I got
to
tell you. So... I said something about patience on the last podcast.
Yeah.
And about how, like, I learned patience throughout my whole life. And I used it in a clip in my song. That song that I've been, I have, like, a clip of that. Me talking about, I went through all my life, blah, blah, blah. And just, like, patience was at the top of the list. But, like, I love it when people talk about, like, patience and, like, just,
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah,
that's literally what I tell people. Rome was not built in a day.
Love that.
And that's literally like one quote I'll be quoting people forever. Like, people, you know, want things, this, and this. Like, it doesn't come like this all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm only one person. I'm only one man. You know what I mean? Like, and that's how it is with a lot of things out here. Like, things get slowed up, but you can't like let it like slow you down and like get in your way and just like start taking that out on other people. Like, just
it's
be not patient.
Necessary, and it's like it's gonna bring you nothing but bad things. And
exactly,
and that's when you get distracted with like reality almost. Like, you're just so worried about drama and so worried about this or that. It's like you're just gone. You're not even worried about growing with yourself. You're just worried about whatever drama is going on in your life.
Yeah,
and everyone is just so you just gotta be genuine and worry about yourself. What did I say? What is the last thing? something's better. So on my way here, I said, you know, kind of like with the topic, motherfuckers need to realize there's something better out there. You know what I'm saying? And you're not going to get there being a shitty person. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's a fact.
So that's what I realized. And I was always nice to everyone around me. And that's what I realized is paying off now. Now that I'm like, yo, listen, I have this opportunity. I'm doing this and that. And if I needed you to do this, or I need this, I'll give you this. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, because I'm so genuine and so kind and so nice to everyone that I meet, I have those opportunities, and there's something better out there for me because of that.
People get the vibe. I mean, it's all about the vibe you set. I think that's something people need to realize. Like, your energy goes a long way. Like, if there is, like, put it this way, it's summertime, right? Say we're like four mandarin oranges in a fucking basket of fruit. If you're all green, we all turning green. We all going bad. We all going sour. Like, you literally just killed the whole batch. Like, your vibe and energy and greenness killed all the orange, it brought it all down, we turned into fun guy, and then we wasn't the fun guy, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, energy travels, bro, and that's something, I feel that's more of, like, the generations now and to come, too. That's how they feel. It's a vibe thing. Crazy, it's coming on, it all comes from music. That's a vibe.
And that's why music's so important to me. Like, music is such a big, it's relatable, you know, it just, I don't know. Music is crazy.
Listen, how old are you?
22.
God.
22. Almost 23 in September.
When's your birthday?
September 14th.
Virgo.
Yes, sir. Wow, you know that off the bat. Look at you.
Yeah. My brother's a Virgo.
Yeah.
And I dated two Virgos in my past. They're great people. Lefty.
Exactly. Fantastic people. Virgos. Go for them.
Both of the Virgos I know are fantastic. They're great, wonderful people. And I have nothing bad to say about them.
There we go.
And what else was I?
Virgos are great.
I was about to say, the reality check that's really is that, like, shout out McKenna. We said this before. And, like, the world doesn't revolve around one person. Like, there's more than one person in the world. Like, the world doesn't revolve around you. Like, if you think it does,
People control you is what I had.
Yeah, like, that's controlling. Like, pretty much. Don't let nobody control you. Motherfuckers never loved us.
You know what I'm saying?
Right? Ain't no one controlling me. I'm a grown ass. Just like Tommy said to Martin. He said, no, Martin, I don't know who you talking to because I'm a grown ass man.
Yeah, Martin was that shit, bro.
Yeah,
I love people, Martin, bro.
People don't realize Martin was that shit. I love
Martin. Like, heavy, bro. Like, yeah, they had some deep shit in there. Like, really?
Yeah, Fresh Prince, all of them shows.
Fresh Prince? Oh, my God, yeah.
I was watching the Wayne Brothers the other day. That shit had me cracking up.
Yeah, yo, that's funny as shit.
He was like Kiki's Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I was like, oh, shit. Maybe saying, not the 90s say a lot of wild stuff, but it is what it is. But, yeah, people need
never get away with that shit now.
Yeah, Hey Arnold was wild, bro. But, yeah, that sucks, too, because, like, I want to say that, like, nowadays they're so sensitive, but, like, it sucks because, like, it kind of has to be that way.
Yeah. In a way,
it has to be, like...
It's, like, weird, because, like, I work as an aide, so I try to play like a middleman.
Yeah.
So it's like, I understand you have to be sensitive and you have to understand that, like, those kids feel. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, things need to be done. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Whether you're in school, out of school, things need to be done. Whether you're doing paperwork or you're like trying to do something in life. You know what I'm saying?
So this is a good point that you made that, like, is another reality check. People need to be held accountable. Hold other people accountable.
Oh my gosh.
People need to hold themselves accountable. Accountability. Accountability.
That's a big one.
That's a reality check. None of us even had ever now.
Oh my god.
And it just popped up like bam. Like
for real.
Like, yeah, that's for a real fact. Like, as soon as you said, I was like, yeah.
So like, real. Like, and that's all, like, as when being a teacher and stuff like that, like, that's what I come to realize. Just accountability.
Yeah.
Just say yes. Just be like, oh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
And I will be totally fine.
Yeah.
My kids don't like me. I've worked with two kids one-on-one now.
Yeah.
And what I find is, in the beginning, it's all great. They find me the coolest guy ever.
Yeah.
But when I start holding them accountable more, and I'm like, I don't deal with their bullshit. Like, I just, like, I'm like, they're like, oh, no, like. But I hold you accountable to everything you do.
That's how life goes.
You know, exactly.
People don't like to be held accountable for their actions.
And that's why like these sensitive, that's come back to like the sensitive people when they're like, they get turned down.
Yeah.
It's like they can't, they're not held accountable. They're turned down for like some reason. There is some reason why you're turned down.
Yeah.
Like, there's some reason. And you have to, at the same time, like, say like me, I'm not going to... Yeah, that sounded like me. I was gonna say, there's no reason to turn me down. But like, I'm a nice guy. I'm gonna come at, if I talk to you or whatever, I'm gonna talk to you with good intentions and whatever. Yeah. But if you're not feeling me, you're not feeling me. I get it, whatever, on to the next. But if you feel some type of way about it, it's because you're not being held accountable of, you're not holding accountable of whatever situation it is. And that could be that she's just not feeling you, that like, oh, like you said the wrong, like you just, you gotta be, hold yourself accountable to whatever situation it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a great
point. I hold myself accountable on her. She's fire.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh, God.
She's fire. Fuego.
Fuego, fight.
So you want to know the seven? This was the seven rules to life that I saw.
Okay, I like
and
that.
I thought this is a way. This is something I could apply to this. One of them was it said it's corny and cliche, but this is a reality that people need to have. Like people do need to smile. It says smile. Like people do literally. Like there's no need to walk around with like the strong face on. You know what I mean?
No need.
I mean if someone I don't know. Like I'm not saying you gotta go out of your way and be like
right.
You know what I mean?
You know,
but at the same time, like, I don't know. It's kind of like an energy thing.
I find my... People have told me that I have a resting bitch face. Yeah. And but, like, that's because I'm literally doing nothing in that moment, though. Like, yeah. I'm just, like, chilling, watching TV. They'd be like, why do you look so mad? I'm like, what?
Chilling,
yeah. Yeah, I'm chilling. But, like,
I mean, that's
other
different.
Than that, I have a TV smile like on my face. You know? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my... Like, you gotta be so involved in it. Like,
yeah.
But, like, other than that, if I'm out and open, like... I'm smiling. I'm having a good time. Whatever.
Exactly,
like,
like,
you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make the best of whatever moments.
I'm trying to make the best of life because you only got one life to live.
You only have one. Oh, that's a great point, man.
You only get one life to live.
Watch. I'm going to keep doing these podcasts and watch. I'm going to keep putting little freaking clips of my songs. It's going to be great.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
I'm telling you.
Another thing that went with smile and like kind of get back to people was like be kind to people. Like I said, like we said it earlier.
See
just,
it, bro. Look, be kind.
Be kind. Just be kind. You know what I mean? Just don't be a dick for no reason. Like if there's a reason to be a dick, then be a dick.
Exactly.
Just don't be a dick for no reason.
You know what I'm saying? I was talking to someone the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what it is. Do you think, number one, do you think I'm a mean guy?
I mean, no.
No, right? Okay. So, but anyway, apparently I have been told plenty of times before, people who like just like glance at me, don't know me that well, that like I'm intimidating. And that's like so surprising to me. And like, so it's like, I was talking with someone and they were like, yeah, like you're like angry all the time. I'm like, no, like, because we were at the bars and stuff like that. And, like, if you bump me,
yeah,
I'm mad. Like, low key. Like, but, like, I'm not going to, like, hold it. Like, but, and then I'm like, just say, like, just be like, just acknowledge it. Just be like, yo, you bump. Like, just that respect level of it is what I need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's, I don't know. Just have like that understanding.
Yeah, understandings is definitely.
I'm not gonna be a dickhead. I'm not gonna go out like if you bump me. I'm not gonna be like, yo, what the fuck? You like, get up.
Right?
But, like
yeah,
just like acknowledge that you bump me.
Yeah.
Be like, my bad, bro. I'll be like, I'll be the coolest dude. Like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you bump me, be like,
right?
What, bitch? Like, I'm gonna be mad as fuck. I'm gonna be a little dickhead. You gonna be a whole surprise, but you gonna get a whole new energy. Like,
they'll be like. Be like, what? But you heard me talking to you. I'll be like, who are you talking to?
I can't hold you. I was out at Westchester the other day and someone tried to grab my ass. It was some bull. And it was a big problem. Yeah. We almost got it was big. It was a big problem. It wasn't okay. I don't know what his problem was. I don't know what it is. But
I'm mad you said he grabbed your ass.
He tried to. He like grabbed my back.
Oh,
but
man.
Like, it was obvious he was trying to do some weird shit. But
he was like, man.
Bro, he always got, bro. Craig, he was already getting kicked out, though. He was already getting kicked out, too. So
yeah.
He was like, you're just doing extra shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was the worst.
Yeah, he was probably trying to bring someone down with him.
He was.
And he was trying
he almost did.
He was trying to kill the vibe.
If my people that I wasn't with didn't know the bouncers, I would have been gone. Because they were telling, they were like, all right, get him and him out of here. And I was like, they were like, oh, no, listen, he tried to grab his ass.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay.
He's like, no, you get to stay. You get a free drink, actually.
Fuck, I wish. Shit, that's how I felt.
Nah, that's another reality check motherfuckers need to realize. Things are not cheap, and it's getting worse.
Is at a high.
Inflation is at a high. It is inflation season.
That's crazy.
So,
grocery shopping or gas? What you want? What you need?
Nah, you know what else got inflated? This is gonna sound terrible. OnlyFans got, you know what I mean?
Oh,
that's
shit.
Just, like, nah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I want it up, for real. I was like, damn.
Used to be $3.99. Now they're
taxing out here, man. Be
now
careful.
It's $52.99 for a 3-minute video. You know what I'm saying?
Man, they're taxing out here. Inflation is crazy.
Inflation is crazy.
Damn.
Gas, groceries,
wings. Fuck. Everything a black man loves, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's all I need.
The chicken.
Bro, I love chicken. I can't even hold it.
Exactly. The chicken.
Let's have a whole podcast about chicken, man.
Right? Okay. Yo, I've had chicken every single way.
But you know how I am with chicken?
How is you with your chicken?
So this is going to sound bad. There's an episode. I hate that I bring
y'all
this
y'all
going
to have to stick with us here because I'm for real about this.
This is the episode of the Rugrats. And anyone who watched the Rugrats as a kid will remember this episode. It's the episode where Angelica, she eats too many cookies and she gets sick.
Yep.
But like, she's like, it all started when I was a little girl, Tommy. All the cookies.
Yep.
Oatmeal. Chocolate chip. Gingerbread.
It was in that waste or whatever. Yeah.
She started naming mad cookies.
Yep.
That's me like, hot chicken, barbecue chicken, fried chicken, roasted chicken, pulled chicken.
What you need? What you got? Chicken is so
good. Right.
And chicken is better than beef for you. It's better for you. So
yeah.
I go with chicken. I don't eat beef.
Yeah, wait.
I eat beef. Don't get me wrong, but
I know. I literally just ate a burger. I can't lie. I ate a burger.
I eat burgers. Don't get me wrong. I might. I'm a little hungry right now. So after this,
yeah. I'm gonna have to get food.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's crazy. I'm gonna shout out the Black Mamba for one of these things that I saw on here, which I modified.
R.I.P.
Don't quit.
Never.
That don't quit.
Literally.
Even the bull Jimmy V said it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit. Don't ever quit.
It's literally like it's so true though. Like and that's what I've come to. You caught me at a good time in my life right now because like I'm at such a building point in my life.
Yeah.
And never give up is such a motto in my I'm gonna say career now because like that's what I want in my music career. So I'm never gonna give up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna worry about what people say about me, what they think about me. I'm just gonna do me, post,
just like
do
Tupac
this, that,
said,
never give up.
No matter what you think about me, I'm still your child.
Yeah, R.I.P. Tupac, you're saying all the right things tonight, Jordan.
I think I listened to Tupac back the other day. I can't even get it out. And it's just at the beginning of the song where they got Tupac talking. He said, no matter what America thinks about me, I'm still your child, you know? You can't just turn me off, like turn me off, and then the beat drop. Dun, 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 dun. Tupac back. Tupac back. That shit's fire. I'm gonna have to play that song. I wish I could play that shit at a wedding.
You really don't be playing that stuff at weddings? Like
it depends. Not like that.
Sets like that?
Not like that. It's just like the more ratchet versions of like songs like that.
You know, you'd be dealing with like upscale.
Like
people.
if it was like pop that, yeah, it's more like dancing.
So like are you more like do you deal with more upscale people or is it like
yes and no?
I don't even know. But are they like Westchester vibes? Like
No. No, most of the weddings are people like my age nowadays. Most people my age are getting married. Some of them are a little bit older, which is crazy. Some of them are a little bit younger. The younger weddings be wild. I had a wedding where they were like your age, bro. Shit was wild. They were like in the service, though. That was down south. They liked a lot of country music.
Down south, you travel then.
Yeah, I've been everywhere, man.
That's tough.
I'm about to take a road trip. I know I said I was going to Hilton Head, but that fell through. But I'm still taking a trip, so I'm going to go to Virginia Beach and do podcasts down there in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'll be down there doing the pod.
You be peeping me when I be on? You be seeing
Yeah, no, I'll be seeing you when you be on.
I'll be on this shit. I'll be on.
I'll be seeing you on.
I'll be on here, man.
Don't quit. And also, I guess a good thing, which doesn't make you quit, is it says don't compare.
Oh
don't
my God.
Try to...
Literally, we are saying all the correct things tonight, dude. Like, this resonates with me really hard. Like, don't compare.
Yeah.
There is no one out there like you. When you come to realize that, like, there is no one out there like you. All the experiences that you go through and like that, like, I grew up a little bit like my brother experienced everything the same as me. And that's how I looked at life. Like,
yeah.
My brother, but he didn't. And once I came to, like, kind of, like, that realization that, like, I'm my own person and, like... It's like, do not compare. And like, and in past relationships, I found myself like, when you compare me to your ex or some dump, it makes me so angry.
Yeah.
Because I know damn well I'm not like anyone else.
Yeah,
I
feel that.
In some way, like, there's no way all the way through I'm like someone else. You know what I'm saying? We might have similarities. We might have said the same thing one day. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. But we are nowhere close to the same person. And that's because of the experiences I've gone through. The environments that I've been in, you cannot compare. That is such a great point.
Do you get deja vu? Nah, there's mad songs that make me... there's mad lyrics I can think of that, like, I've listened to where I would think, like, I'm not, don't compare yourself to, you know what I mean? It was, I never forget the Jay, this is another weird Jay-Z line that nobody ever knows. It's a song Already Home on the Blueprint 3. It says, I'm in the hall already, I'm on the wall already, I'm a work of art, I'm a Warhol already.
What messes me up is that you, like, you talk it out. If you put the song on, I'll probably be like,
yeah, yup, oh, that's true. Okay. I'll be trying to remember, like, the exact lines, like, exactly. How it goes.
No, it makes sense. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, and then I'm trying to, there's a lot of songs, even Ego with Kanye West and Beyonce when Kanye's going in. There's another line with Kanye West has a lot of lines. I can't lie. One of my favorite lines when he says, "Time is extremely valuable, and I prefer to waste it."
Yep. Yep.
All girls is basic. Yeah.
See, but
when that's you just gay shit. You know what I'm saying? Right now, let's do what we want. That's a crazy line too.
Kanye got all these crazy lines.
Yeah.
Never, you can always rely on Kanye.
All these thoughts on Christian Mingle. Almost one got Christian single.
He's,
if you don't ball along like him or Kobe, guarantee that chick gonna leave you.
I can't lie. Morally, right now, I'm not with the Kanye right now.
No.
Morally. But like, you know, but like, just like R. Kelly, you know, I'm not gonna stop listening to this.
Me and somebody were talking the other day. We're like, listen, like, can you really not play R. Kelly music? Cause like, I mean, Scandal, like, that motherfucker is gonna burn in hell. But
I stayed away from the documentary.
So. Yeah, I haven't watched them. I don't even know if I can watch them.
I don't even want to.
Because, like, his music is fire.
Music's fire. I don't care what you say. I'm saying it right now. Music's fire.
The closet was good. Like, now I'm up in the closet.
what he did was wrong.
Oh, yeah. Music's hell fire. Yeah.
What he did was wrong.
What he did was wrong. What all these motherfuckers did was wrong.
Music fire, though.
Right? What OJ did was wrong, too.
You know what I'm saying?
For 10,000 yards. But what that motherfucker did was wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
I said the nigga tried to kill my father! Shout out Chappelle Show.
Bro, I love Chappelle, bro, too. Such a great...
Well, another rule that it says, believe it or not, I'm already at like the... Was it number five? Number five, it says, don't be negative. We talked about that earlier. So we already touched upon parts of that. Like, there's no need for negativity out here. Like, it's only going to slow you down. It's only going to hold you back from your dreams. It's only... Like, when you're negative, like, it just holds you back from, like, all the things you want. It holds you back from getting money, holds you back from getting pussy, holds you back from getting dick, holds you back from whatever you need out there. Ladies, males, females. Like, ladies, if you need some dick, if you're negative, you ain't gonna get
nothing. You're not gonna get nothing. Like, no one likes the negativity. Like, exactly. You have to have positive vibes for...
Like, sure. If a girl is a negative, like, you know what I mean, bringing me down, bad as shit, but homegirl over here got popping, ready to, you know what I mean, have some fun. Hey, me and homegirl over here, you know what I mean,
we have some fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just like Drake said, I like my girls, BBW, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I would be. Exactly. I'm going and I'm eating lunch with her, you know what I'm saying? Because you want to be over here negative. We enjoying this sandwich. This turkey sandwich, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's facts, though. Like,
actually, she made me a sub. Shit. But yeah.
As soon as you're negative, it just takes away from life. Like, so much. Like, it is not...
You're, like, deflated. It's like you're, like, a beach ball. But, like, it's like you're, like, you got no air left in you. You know what I mean?
Slowly
but people
getting,
are still... Yeah.
Bop. Negativity. Bop. Negativity.
Yeah, like, it's like, damn,
you
this
keep getting hit, you need more deflated.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, negativity is just, it really is, like, deflating. It kills vibes. Like, it kills, like, moods. Like, and I'm just not trying to be around a bad mood. That shit gets, when a buzzkill is a buzzkill, like, that shit is bad.
Bad. It hits me hard when a buzzkill, like, it hits me hard. Because I'm with all, like, exactly. Yeah. When a buzzkill hits, I'm like, nope. You're not getting nothing out of me right now. Like, you're gonna know that you're killing my shit.
And then another thing I wrote down, this is number six out of the seven things, which makes sense. I never would think of this. Make peace with your past.
Yeah.
That's
Jordan, you're saying all the good things today, man. Say it.
Right? I'm just telling you, like, that is a true statement that applies to something that people need to realize. And it's like, you can't be where you want to be. If you don't fix the past, revisit the past, if you just try to ignore whatever was in the past and just try to move past it, I mean, you're still going to have to visit it at some point. Like, you got to make sure you have peace with it. If you don't have peace with it and you still try to move on, you're never going to have peace.
Yeah, but so, like, it's weird because, like, when I tell people about my past,
yeah,
their jaw drops. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff that I can go on, like, a whole list of what people go through once in their life. Yeah. And it changes their whole life. I have a list of experiences like that.
Yeah.
But I've come to a point where it's like you have to understand that like there's more out there. Like just being able to just look at the better things. And what did you say? What was the point?
Make peace with your past.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, because you know what? Being able
to grow. You can't help what's going to happen. Yeah. You can't help that.
The things that happened in the past, too, if you don't make peace with it, like, you're going to apply it to your everyday life and not even realize that you're applying it to your everyday life.
Exactly.
And you're going to be taking that shit on everybody else.
And I know a few people like that. And people don't want
to deal with that shit.
And I know a few people like that, and that's what's holding them back.
Yeah.
It's because they're just so stuck up on whatever happened in the past. I know people who are, like... Like, I've been out of high school for, what, 4 years now? So it's like, I'm not old, I'm not young. I'm like, right in, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm young. I'm not old, I'm not young. I was like,
man, you're young as shit.
I'm not old, I'm not young. But that's kind of what, so it's like, people that are my age, I feel like I don't relate to.
Yeah.
Because I have accepted my past that I'm just, like, I'm on to, like, better things and, like, moving on. And I feel like a lot of people that I know are still stuck in high school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
people,
saying?
Yeah.
And they're not, they don't want to move on from their past and grow from it. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to grow from it. And especially the things that hurt them, you know, they can't, and it's hard to do that, to grow from things in the past that have hurt you.
Yeah.
But it's so important to do. And I found myself at a bad point in my life because I was not growing from the things that I've learned in my past.
Yeah.
I was letting all the stuff that was happening in my past just bring me down. That's all I thought about.
Yeah, it'll drown you.
It drowned me.
It'll definitely drown
so
you.
So when I learned to just like, there's just grow. Just be better. Be kind. All the stuff that we've talked about in this podcast. Just like do all that stuff and just be patient and just be a good person. Yeah.
People definitely need to learn patience.
Big one.
But what you gonna do, and then the last thing that I had written down from this was pretty much after you make peace with your past, you have to literally take care of yourself. Mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, and to I'm at a point, yeah, it's hard for me to do.
It's hard. No, listen, it gets harder as you get older.
Yeah, and like I can only imagine. Like it's really hard for me to do that right now. But I'm really trying, and like so that's where people struggle too. It's like they hit a brick wall where it's like, oh, it's hard. I'm just gonna be insecure. I'm gonna be mad when someone turns me. Yeah. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be that way. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but you have to be able to grow past that. You have to be able to break that wall, go through it, grow, and just be patient and like do all the things, like literally this podcast and like the stuff that like the last few topics that we've been talking about are so important to just regular life.
Yeah.
And it's like,
People need a reality check just to be themselves. Yeah, like, don't be scared to just be yourselves. Like, people out there are hide behind shells when they don't want to hide behind shells. Like, you don't got to do that.
Yeah, and that's what I found myself doing, just hiding. And
It takes time to, like, you know what I mean? Like, really, like, be, like, comfortable with, like, an individual anyway. I don't want to say, like, comfortable. Like, obviously,
you're always learning stuff and growing.
Yeah, exactly. You grow and adapt. So, like...
And my worst fear, like, my worst fear is being with this music shit is like becoming big and famous and people saying that like, oh, you switched up. It's like, I'm gonna switch.
Yeah,
I'm always gonna be the kind, patient, whatever person, but I'm gonna fucking switch. I have shit to do. I have money to make. I have this to do, like, and then stuff like that. But I'm always gonna be a kind, genuine person. But I'm gonna stand my ground. I'm not gonna deal with no bullshit. Like, I'm gonna do, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a part of life. You're gonna change. You have to change.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you're not always gonna be that high schooler.
I feel like some people in the NFL and shit like that, like, their boys are back home waiting for money. They don't get that money. It's like, you change. It's like, nah, like.
Jealous.
I did this.
It's exactly. Like, people don't understand that part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if anyone says I change, it, like, it really, like, makes me angry. Like, I get angry because they don't understand what I've gone through my whole life. And my to be able to even put out a song on SoundCloud for me.
Yeah.
And even though it sounds good or whatever, and like they're like, oh, this is great, you should be famous and this and that. It's like, I don't feel that way, but I'm learning to feel that way. You know what I'm saying? So
no,
it's like, and it's big, and so it's big, and it feels great. And that's why all this stuff that we're talking about is so important to me. It's like, these are very important because I'm going through that stuff right now. And it's like, without those things, definitely I would be a fucking bum. I'd be insecure bum.
Gavin makes it big. I'll be in here like, bro, man, from Martin, be like, though we was cool, Gavin. It's like, no. Oh, man. No. I mean, I know. I get what you're saying. What the hell? Like, if I was on one of these shows and, like, I came back. I wouldn't be doing that. Yeah. Oh, hell no.
That's, yeah, man.
That's you in the water.
That's what they all do. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to say. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Whatever. I'll be in that water. Yeah, fuck it.
It's like, no, let me stop. Let me stop playing.
He did like a little like twirl. Right. You know, what the fuck was that?
This chick is so bad. I don't know what it is about her. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think what else I've missed in reality check. You got anything else?
Let's see. I got, you need to be kind. You know, that was a big one. We kind of touched on that. Don't let other people control you. You know, gotta be yourself.
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
That's a big one, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Give energy that, like, you want back.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the same way, like, they all kind of like, what am I looking for? Correlate with each other.
Yeah.
They, like, treat others how you want to be treated. If I treat you a certain way,
yeah,
and you're not feeling it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm treating you how I would want to be treated. And if you don't want to be treated how I want to be treated, I know you're not feeling it. That's totally understandable. You know what I'm saying? And that's what, yeah.
Live and learn your read the room, pretty much. That's another thing people need to get a reality check on, too, is reading the room. Some people need to read the room sometimes. But should I go on for days? Actually, I told McKenna I was going to go off on people need to realize the world don't revolve around them. So, like, around them. I didn't really go off. I'm actually happy about that because I know if I got going, it would have been bad. I would have just started, like...
That's kind of like... Yeah, it's kind of...
It's just because, man, people act like the world, like, revolves around them. They act like you're supposed to, like...
I was thinking about that.
You're supposed to jump how high they need you to jump. It's like, nah, like, I'm a grown-ass... People know. People hear me say this all the time. Like, I'm a grown-ass man.
You know what I'm saying?
Grown-ass man. And then the other thing that I say, oh, no, my own mama don't talk to me like that. Those are my two favorite sayings of people.
Yeah, so,
because some people need to realize, like, if Helene Johnson ain't talking to me this way, ain't nobody talking this way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up with you, dog? Like, some people...
That's such a good point, though.
No, like some people.
My mom don't talk to me like that. You definitely not going to talk to me like that.
Some people just think that, like, you know what I mean? Like, since they need something in that moment, like, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be like, yo, like, let me drop what I'm doing. Let me drop these 18 groceries out of my hand to fucking get you a glass of water. Like, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, get up and get your own water. You know what I'm saying? Want them calories off, fat boy. You know what I'm saying?
Get your ass up.
Right? Lazy piece of shit. But I mean, that's another reality check some people need to realize is stop being lazy. I know I'm getting tacky now, but I'm getting mad because there's a lot of things that people do. There's a lot of lazy motherfuckers out there. A lot of people do some lazy shit. Stop being fucking lazy.
Definitely can't. Like, that's so important, too. Like, I'm literally someone who's always trying to do something. And I had three jobs at one point. I was working at UPS from 12 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I would have, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., I would be a preschool teacher. From 6:30 p.m., 7 o'clock p.m. to 9 p.m. I was door dashing. Like, it's like,
this is,
and then I would wake up at 12 a.m. to go to UPS. Like,
this is my example of being, of people being lazy. People come, sit at the bar, I gotta clean this area, they put their phone there. I'm like this, oh, hey, welcome to Nino. And they're like, yeah. And they're just, I'm like, damn, you're not gonna pick up your phone, dog? Like, stop being lazy. Like, pick up your phone. Like, I'm trying to clean this area for you, dog. Like,
do you see what I'm... Like,
you just still have conversations with Tommy across my phone.
And people don't understand. People don't understand that, like, that's laziness. Like, yeah. They don't, like, they're like, no, that I just didn't notice or whatever or whatnot. It's just, like, you're just, like, unawareness of, like, being able to pick up your phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like...
That's another thing,
you're
too.
Not
people
aware.
People need to be aware of what's going on around them. People aren't aware to their surroundings, and that's another one that people need to realize. I need to go. I keep looking at this chick, and I know... I'm going to keep talking about her, and I know y'all are tired of me talking about her. She just looks so fucking good every time she's on
man.
TV.
She look good, man.
Well,
I can't even hold you.
Gavin, where can the people find your music at?
Man, they can find me at G-Clef. There's a nice picture of me with the striped shirt on, talking into a mic, man, if you want to look up me up. G-Clef, just like the music note. My Instagram, Gavin_Mitchell, G-A-V-I-N underscore M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
Damn, you know what, O-P-P.
You know what I'm saying? You know me.
Shit, well, y'all know where to find me at. I can be found on the Jordan Rules podcast on Instagram, DJ JSmooth00. I think there's an underscore now. Let me double check. DJ underscore JSmooth00 on Twitter and Instagram and on TikTok, even though I don't really have many TikToks, but you know what I'm saying?
Hey, follow me on TikTok. That's Gavin Mitchell 80. There you go.
Gavin Mitchell 80.
Yes, sir. Follow me on the TikTok. We got some new music coming out. We got some stuff coming out, so make sure y'all either with me or without me. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Support a brother. After that, I'm out.
We out, man.
We out.
G-Clef out.